Today's daf is Psachim Daf Kufches, and we are 16 lines from the top of Daf Kufches Amid Aleph, the two dots. Ve'afilu oni shebi Yisrael ve'yoychal ad she'yosef. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Miral bas Sara Rivka, Doiv ben Dvorah Miral, Michaela bas Ilena, and Yehuda Tzvi ben Rivka. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus, V'yecheskel Shragi ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned, Ilur Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Remoshe Chaim. So we concluded the first line, essentially, of the first Mishnah in Perek Arvei Psachim. Arvei Psachim Somach Lemincha L'yoychal Adam Ad Shetechshach. The literal meaning of that line is that Somach Lemincha Kitana on Erev Pesach, a person has to stop eating. Tosfos said it means don't eat matzah ashira, because we want to make sure you're going to have a hearty appetite when it comes to eat the kezayis of matzah, which is the one kezayis achila, the iraisa that we have today in Golos. There's a hiddur mitzvah to eat the matzah l'teyoven. Hiddur mitzvah is also a din d'iraisa, zekeli ve'anveyo. So it's for that reason, chazal v'mesakein, arvei psachim somach l'mincha l'yoychal adam ad shetechshach. And then the Gemara digressed and digressed from its digression to discuss halachas related to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. The Gemara talked about Kiddush that we make Friday night, Kiddushei Rabbah that we make Shabbos day. The Gemara spoke about Havdalah. The Gemara spoke about Besamim, Abayim Ma'ir Yo'esh, Ein Oysen Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos, one festive sugya after another. We're now up to the second line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Afilu Oni Shebi Yisrael, Lo Yoichal Ad She'yosef. Even an Oni Shebi Yisrael should not sit down to eat unless he eats Ba'aseba. So one of the mitzvahs that we have at the Leil HaSeder is that a Yid is supposed to eat Bahasefa. We'll see in today's daf which aspects of the Achila at the Seder require Hasefa. But one thing is clear, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that mitzvah min hamufchar is to eat the entire meal Bahasefa. So there's an idea at the Leil Haseder for a Yid to eat Bahasefa. In fact, it's even one of the manishtanas. So one of the manishtanas is shebechol alelus anu oichlin bein yoishvim ubein mesubin. Halayla hazeh kulonu mesubin. And the child asks his father, why is it today that everybody's eating behaseba? Meaning he acknowledges sometimes maybe people would eat behaseba, but halayla hazeh kulonu mesubin. Now the truth is that once upon a time, the minig was to really eat behaseba. In fact, the Vilna Gaon in his Pirish on the Gadosh al Pesach says that Amol, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there were four questions that the child would ask, and the question of Haseba was not one of them. Rather, instead of asking, Manishtana Shabachal Alelus on a Oichlim ben Yoishvim Ubein Mesubin, the question was replaced with, why is it that the Karban Pesach, why is it that the meat that's being eaten tonight is Dafka roasted? Shabachal Alelus on a Oichlim, Bein Mevushal, Bein Tzli, Halayla Hazet, Kiim Tzliyesh. And that was the question that the child used to ask. So once upon a time, Haseba was a big deal. But apparently, the situation had shifted a little bit, and Haseba went from being the norm to being more of a situation that represented Cheiros. And the question then became, so why is it Halayla Zeh? Do we dafki eat Bedera Cheiros? The answer is, because Avodim Ayinu Lupari B'Mitzrayim, V'yotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Mimitzrayim, B'yot Chazoku V'zroim Netuyo, and tonight is a night that we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tonight is a night that we do things that symbolize slaves that were allowed to be free, and we act like Bnei Chayrin. So eating Behaseba essentially is an idea of Cheiros. In fact, that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Afilu Oni Shebi Yisrael, Lo Yoichal Ad She'yosef. What's the Chiddush Afilu Oni Shebi Yisrael? So Tosfos speaks out in the beginning of the parak that the Chiddush is that even though the Oni doesn't really have Shaychus to Cheiros, Afal Pikein, it doesn't matter. Tonight, even the Oni Shebi Yisrael is allowed to act like a ben chayrin. Every single yid has a mitzvah to eat behaseba. So the Gemara now is going to begin and for one amud discuss the laws of haseba. Says the Gemara, itmar matzah tzarech haseba. When you eat the matzah, the kezayis matzah of be'erev toichlo matzahs, you have to eat it behaseba. Marur ain't tzarech haseba. Marur does not require haseba. Yayin, what about the wine? Itmar mishmeidur of Nachman tzarech haseba. So in the name of Rav Nachman, it was said that it requires haseba. Itmar mishmeidur of Nachman ain't tzarech haseba. But there were others that said in the name of Nachman that it doesn't require haseba. So poshut it sounds like it's a head-on contradiction, but the Gemara says, "V'loy pli, really not." Habetarti kasi kamoi, habetarti kasi basra. One of the members of Rav Nachman, meaning the member that of that said Tzarech HaSeiba was referring to two of the kaisas. And the memory of Rav Nachman that said you don't require a Seiba was referring to the other two of the kaisas. Okay, which one is which? Meaning, which of the two is the Kasi Kamoi? Which of the two is the Kasi Basroi? So the Gemara says, Amri lo lahai gisa, Amri lo lahai gisa, Amri lo lahai gisa. Some said, like this, Trey Kasi Kamoi, but HaSeiba. The Rav Nachman said that the kaisas require a Seiba. He was referring to the first two kaisas. What's the Svara? Why would those two kaisas require a Seiba? And the latter two kaisas not, the hashtahu, the kamaschal alacheras. The reason is because the first two kaisas are recited over the Haggadah. Right? When do we drink the first two kaisas of wine? The first one is Kiddush, and the second one is right before Shulchan Aruch. Right after we finish the crux of the Haggadah. So it's that part of the Seder where we start off Avodah Manyunu L'Par B'Mitzrayim, and then Vayotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu, we become Bnei Chayrin, and we talk through the whole mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it would make sense that that's the part of the evening where we focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that's when we're supposed to act like Bnei Chayrin. So it's those two kaisis that require Haseba. Trey Kasi Basroi. However, the two latter kaisis, when do we drink the two latter kaisis? One by Birchas HaMazon and the other one is by Halal. That's already after benching. That's already after Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. At that point, we're singing Halal, we're saying Nishmas, Divrei Shiris V'Sishbachos. So maybe they're like by Haseba. Why? Because Mada Hava Hava. Because at this point, Yetzias Mitzrayim is a thing of the past. This is something we already spoke about. Some said in the reverse. No, it makes more sense to do it in the reverse. It makes more sense to be Baseba for the last two kaisis. Why? Because by the last two kaisis, we're already Bnei Chayrin. We walked through the Chayrus during the first two kaisis. So like this, by the last two kaisis, we've been, oh, now you're Bnei Chayrin? Now's the time to be Baseba. Wait, you're going to be Baseba by the first kais, for example? You're going to be Baseba when you make Kiddush. When you make Kiddush, you're still going to say Halach Ma'anya. You're still going to talk about Avodah when you know the Parah B'Mitzrayim. Oh, by the third and the fourth kais, then the entire Geula happened. So now you can act like Bnei Chayrin. But Trey Kasi Kamoy, like by Yaseba, the Katei Avodah when you know. Come on. Either way, so the Gemara says, the Rav Nachman said as follows, Matzah Tzarech Haseba. Morer ain't Tzarech Haseba. What about Dalet Kaisis? Itma mishmeder Rav Nachman, tzarech haseiba. Vitma mishmeder Rav Nachman, ain't tzarech haseiba. V'loi pligi. One statement of Rav Nachman was talking about the first two kaisis. The other statement of Rav Nachman was talking about the latter two kaisis. Okay, which statement was referring to which of the two kaisis? Amri lo lahai gisa, v'amri lo lahai gisa. In other words, we have no idea. So right now, we know from Rav Nachman, two of the kaisis require a seiba. Which two of the kaisis require a seiba? We don't know. And the Gemara made a compelling argument as to why you can say it's the first two kaisas that require a seiba, and why one would argue that it's the latter two kaisas that require a seiba. So what should you do? Says the Gemara, Hashad Itmar Hachi V'Itmar Hachi. Now that we have a svara to argue that it's the first two kaisas that require a seiba, and we have a svara to argue that it's the last two kaisas that require a seiba. So what do we do? Idi v'idi bayi haseiba. What we do is, we do haseiba by all four kaisas, and this is the halacha. Matzah requires haseiba. Marer does not require Haseba. By the way, what's the difference between matzah and marer? Poshet. Matzah is a zeche for the cheros. We left very quickly, b'chipazayin, it requires Haseba. Marer is al shem vayimaru aschayeyim. You're remembering the avdus. So you don't act like a ben chayrin when you remember the avdus. Even though there's the sweetness of marer, that's nice and drush. But ein mikro yoytzi midei pshutai. At the end of the day, the marer is a zeche to the avdus. And as a result, it wouldn't make sense for you to be beheseba by the mar. What about the dal kaisis? We're not sure. We know two yeah, two not. And because it's a suffix, idi v'idi bar yaseba, we're machmer, and we do haseba by all four. There's a very famous ran on this Gemara that's quoted in different Suyas Hashas. The Ran asks the obvious question. He says, I don't understand. You have a suffix, whether you're supposed to do a seba by the first two kaisas, or you're supposed to do a seba by the last two kaisas. Zok to Gemara, what do you do? You do a seba by all four. Fake the Ran, haseba is a mitzvah the Rabbanan. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to do a seba. All haseba really is a mitzvah the Rabbanan. If that's the case, you have a suffix the Rabbanan. I'm drinking the first kais. I have a suffix. Do I need a seba? Do I not need a seba? Safik Durabanan, the Kula, second kais. I don't know if I need a seba, I don't need a seba. Third kais, fourth kais. It's the same suffix by all four kaises. By each kais, it's a suffix derabanan. Suffix derabanan, the halacha is that you always go lekula. So if that's the case, Frank Duran, what's pshat that the Gemara says being that we don't know if you're supposed to do a seba by the first two, by the last two? The halacha is you go lechumra, adarabba, the adarabba. If you're not sure whether you need haseba by any one of the four kaises, so the halacha should be you'll do haseba by matzah, but there'll be no haseba by the dal kaises. As I Frank Duran, and Duran says two terutzen. The first teretz Duran says is kivan the lav milsa de tirchehi of dinon the ravcha de milsa. It could be that enochinami safik drabanan is lakula. However, if it's not a big tircha and it doesn't come at a great cost for you to go lachumra by a safik drabanan, even by a safik drabanan you're supposed to go lachumra. Sfeika drabanan lakula is the rule. However, it's not a rule that can be implied unequivocally and universally. But rather, you have to read the fine print. Sfeika derabanan lekula, however, asterisk, in the event it's not a big tercha, or there's no major pseida, then even if it's a sfeika derabanan, you're supposed to go lechumra. Says the Ram, what's the big deal? Just lean on your left side when you drink the dal kaisis. Zish kan greise tercha. It's not going to take that much out of you. And if that's the case, here the rule is sveika derabanan lechumra. So sometimes the rule is sveika derabanan lechumra. The truth is, the Pnei Yeshua, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says this chiddush. He doesn't quote the Ran, but he says this chiddush, and Rabbi Yosef Engel says this chiddush also in an art, but really it's a mefurish in Ran, that if you have a situation where there's a sveika derabanan, and it's not a big tircha lego lechumra, the halach is going to be sveika derabanan lechumra. But then the Ran says another teretz, and the Ran's second teretz, which is a huge tumul in the Achroinim, not for today, is Vali Nira. The Al Karchach Boyle Mavada Seba Bakula. The E Nazal Lakula says the Ran, if you're going to go Lakula, Amai Neko Bahani Tfe Mihani. The E Neko Betravayo Hamiakri Mitzvah Saseba Lagamri. Says the Ran, you can't go Lakula, because if you're going to go Lakula, you're not going to do a Seba by any of the four Kaises. That's not an option. You for sure have to do Haseba by the Dalit Kaises. The question is which two? So if there's a way to go Lakula, and to at least do Haseba by one of the two kaises, that would be fine. But being that if you go Lakula, you're going to end up not doing Haseba at all, that's not an option. Because at the end of the day, you have to do Haseba. So it's true, based on the laws and the rules and regulations of Sveika derabanan lekula, really you shouldn't do Haseba. But said the Ran, let's be honest, that's not an option to not do Haseba. Now the truth is, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah Haseba when you eat the matzah anyways. But the Ran wants you to do Haseba during the Shtias Yayin as well. And if you're going to say Sveika derabanan lekula, then you're going to end up being oiker to Haseba during the Shtias Yayin legamri. And says the Ran, you saw that that's not an option. So two potential yesoides that come out from this Gemara that we just learned related to Haseba that don't just have ramifications in Hilchas Leil HaSeder, but rather they have ramifications in Kol HaTorah Kula, and that is Sveika derabanan lekula. Stating that, number one, if there's no major tircha to go lechumra, you go lechumra. The Pnei Yeshua already said this yisoid in Rosh Hashanah, in Sechtes Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And the second yisoid is that it's true, Sveika derabanan is lekula. But if by going lekula, you're not going to do anything, you're literally going to be stuck in your tracks and you're going to do nothing, that's not an option. So to do nothing is not an option. To be mekel is an option, but to do nothing is not. And over here, if you're going to go Sveika derabanan lekula, you're going to end up doing nothing, and that's not good. So more halacha is related to Haseba. Zok the Gemara, Prakton, Loishmei Haseba. If somebody lies on his back, that's not called Haseba. Haseba is even Loishmei Haseba. If somebody leans to his right, it's not called Haseba. Loyoid. Not just that, Elo Shemei Yaktim Kona Lebesha. To add insult to injury, if somebody's going to lean to his right, it can even be an issue of Sakona. Meaning, not only is it an issue of Isura, you are Mekayim, your mitzvah of Haseba, but this falls into the category of Chamira Sakanta Mei Isura, because there's a concern that the trachea may preempt the esophagus, the food's going to go down the wrong pipe, the Yovali Dei Sakona, and that could be very dangerous. Each Eitzel by law, a woman that's praving the seder together with her husband, loy boy haseba. There's no haseba. Why not? So Rashbam says two pshatim. We'll speak out the second pshat. He quotes from the she'iltas of Rabbi Chayy Goyin, "Glav darchayu denoshi lemizga." Because it's not the derech for a woman to do haseba, and because it's not the derech, so therefore she doesn't do haseba. V'misha chashuvi. Let's say she's a chashuvi woman. Tzrich haseba. According to the she'iltas of Rabbi Chayy Goyin, it's pashit. I guess the derech was for an isha chashuva to do a sin. Ben etzel aviv, a son that's together with his father, boy yaseb. He should do it. Ibo ilu, tamad etzel rabbi mar. What about a tamad that's together with his rabbi, toshma? Omer abaya, abaya said, yavina bay mar. When we were by mar, who was abaya's mar? Rabba. Zoginon abirchi dehadadi. We used to lean on the knees of the person next to us. Kasimu bay rabbi Yosef. When we came to rabbi Yosef, Omer and rabbi Yosef told us, loy tzrichsu. You don't have to. Why? Meir rabach. And it's as if you're in the presence of the Shekhinah when you're sitting together with your Rebbe. And if you were in the presence of the Shekhinah, it would be inappropriate to act like a Ben Chayrin. And it's for that reason, Rabbi Yosef said, you're not supposed to. In other words, this is just a roundabout way of saying that it was a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi's shita seemed to have been that a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi is supposed to do haseba. Rabbi Yosef's shita was loit zrichso. You don't have to. And the reason is, Meir Rabbach kemeir shemayim. A kasha that the Velt asks, and we're going to talk about this a different day, is from what we say in the Haggadah, Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin, Shoyu Mesubim v'Bnei Brak. They were all probing the Suda together. Were they probing the Suda b'Bnei Brak v'Yimisaprim b'Yitzias Mitzrayim kol Oysay HaLayla? And Poshut kol Oysay HaLayla is referring to Leil HaSeder. That's why we say it by the Haggadah. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfin, and they were all in a state of Haseba. Now we know Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. Rabbi Yeshua was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah at that time was the Nasi, yet they were all doing Haseba. So how was Rabbi Akiva able to do Haseba? He was in the presence of his Turabe. He was in the presence of the Nasi. So L'chaira, how is it possible? So isn't this Mishnah, Ma'isab, Rabbi Yezab, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin, Shoyu Mesubim v'Bnei Brak, isn't that a Raya that a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi is supposed to do Haseba? So how could there be a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef where the Talmud Eitzel Rabbi is Boy Haseba? Here it's Mefurish, Talmud Eitzel Rabbi is Boy Haseba. Incidentally, just to add a little knach to the kasha, Rabbi Yosef was the one that said the Talmud Eitzel Rabbi is Loy Boy Haseba. Why not? He said, because Meir Rabbach Kemeir Shemayim. If you look at the Rashbam, says the Rashbam, what's the makar to that? How do you know Meir Rabbach Kemeir Shemayim? The chsiv es Hashem Elokecha Tira. The rabbis talmidei chachamim. So you see from there, Meir Rabbach is Kemeir Shemayim. Because Es Hashem, Tira, Meir, Kim, the rabbis talmidei chachamim. Who's the one that said Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the rabbis talmidei chachamim? Shimon Am Suni, V'amri Lo Nechem No Am Suni, Hayadarish Kales and Shepetai, Achiba Rabbi Akiva. It was Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the rabbis talmidei chachamim. So you would think that in this machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, if Rabbi Akiva was standing here, he would point at Rabbi Yosef. I agree with him. He is the Baal Memra of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. It was a controversial. Nobody wanted to learn this way. Achiba Rabbi Akiva Velime, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the rabbis talmidei chachamim. But at the end of the day, if Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the rabbis talmidei chachamim is mechayev that a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi is not supposed to do a seba. How do we understand Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin, Shoyu Mesubim v'Bnei Brak? A lot of Kadmoinim say because of this kasha that you see from here an important hashtag rest of the story, and that is Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, but he was a Talmud Chaver. So he was a Talmud, but not a Talmud that had to conduct himself on the level of Meir Rabbach Kemeir Shemayim. Something to keep in mind as we talk a lot about Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer and their relationship, and just in general, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, and in general, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbis Tamid HaChachamim. But it could be this Maisa of Rabbi Eliezer is a Raya. It's a Raya that the relationship between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, although it was a Talmud Rabbi relationship, however, it was a unique type of relationship. It wasn't your traditional Talmud Rabbi, but it was more Talmud Chaver. And a Talmud Chaver has a different halach in Shulchan Aruch, and it could be for a Talmud Chaver, there's no halacha of Meir Rabbach Kemeir Shemayim. But either way, so Machloikis Rabba and Rav Yosef, Abaya, as he related the minig that he saw by his Rebbe, Rabba, and then the minig that he saw by his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, that Rabba held that a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi should do Haseba. Rav Yosef said, not afraid to Gemara, Meisve, Yemakoyb, Odom, Meisve, Afilu, Talmud Eitzel Rabbi. It's a Mefurish Abrais, a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi is supposed to do Haseba. So the Gemara says, Kitanya, he beshul yudanagri. That Talmud Eitzel Rabbi doesn't mean a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi in learning, but rather Talmud Eitzel Rabbi means a person together with his mentor. So he's doing an apprenticeship, or he's working with somebody. Talmud and Rebbe traditionally means in learning, but doesn't have to mean that. And this is Bishul Yedinagri. This is talking about Binyani Da'alma. So if somebody is praving his Seder with his boss, that doesn't have a din of Meirah Rabach Kemeirah Shemayim. And over there, the halacha would be, Boi Hesebi, Iboilu, Shamish Mai. What about the Shamish, the infamous Shamish? So what's the halacha with him? Incidentally, we saw in Pirate Gadri Psochim, some of the most Choshev Amoiroim were Shamoshim. So what's the din with a Shamish? Yeh Hesebi or no Hesebi? Why would you think not? He's like the Oni in the Mishnah, because right now, he's not a Ben Chayrin. As a result, maybe he doesn't have a din hasebe. Toshman damar b'shul ben Levi hashamish ochel kizayis matzah. The shamish that ate kizayis matzah. Kishahu meisiv, when he was in a state of hasebe yata. Oh, meisnevin loy meisiv loy. It sounds like it's not enough for him to eat a kizayis matzah, but he has to eat it in a state of hasebe. Shmamino, boy hasebe, shmamino. So you see from here, the shamish needs hasebe exactly like the ani. Meaning, afilu ani shabi yisrael, loyoychalach yosef. Even the shamish is loyoychalach yosef. Everybody needs hasebe. What's the exception? Isha Eitzel Baila, but that's because it's not the derech for a woman in general to do a seba. So therefore it's different. And Talmud Eitzel Rabbi, which was machloikis between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Zok de Gemara Weiter, another classic. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Rabbi Shulman Levi said, Noshem Chayoves Barba Koises Halal. So we're going to turn our attention now from the laws of Aseba, this Gemara moves very quickly, to the laws of Dalai Koises. In the world of Raid, it goes a lot more slowly. But Noshim Chayov is Barba Koisis, women are Chayiv and Dalai Koisis. The reason is Shafein Hoya Boisa Anes. Because why do we drink Dalai Koisis? The Chaz Rashi and the Rashban in the beginning of Perak Arvi Psochim said that the reason we drink four cups of wine is Keneged the Dalit Lushoino Shal Geulo. Voitesi, Vihitzalti, Vigoalti, Vilokachti. In the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Chaval al Da'avdavalo Mishtakim Atatira, you're going to see that I'm going to take Tidin Adam Mitzrayim. And he didn't just say I'm going to take Tidin Adam Mitzrayim. And to commemorate the full shyness of Geula, we drink four cups of wine. But at the end of the day, the Dalit Koises Al Yayin is an act of Cheirus, and it's Zecher to the fact that we left Mitzrayim. It's the miracles of Mitzrayim. Now, the women were included in the miracles of Mitzrayim, and because they were included in the miracles of Mitzrayim, Afhein Hoya Ba'oisa Anes, it's for that reason they have this halacha as well. Now, this memra of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, women are chayiv in something, Shafhein Hoya Ba'oisa Anes, comes up three times in Shas. Noshim Achayovis Barba Koisois, Shafin Hoy Boisanes. Noshim Achayv in Erchanaka, Perikmame Madlikin, Shafin Hoy Boisanes. And Noshim Achayv in Mikra Megillah, Shafin Hoy Boisanes. But there's a machloikis rishonim what it means. I mean, it means they were included in the miracle. But the tifkait of what it means. The Rashbam says right here, Psochim Kuf Chesamidbeis, that Afin Hoy Boisanes means that the ikerness, the iker of the miracle happened al yidei noshim. We was the ikar of yitzias Mitzrayim al yidei noshim. So Rashbam quotes a Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Aleph, Bischar noshim tzidkoniyos shehoyu ba'oisei ador nigalu aviseinu mi Mitzrayim. Purim, the ikar of the miracle, was also al yidei noshim tzidkoniyos. Esther, and even Chanukah related to Yehudas. But the point is, women weren't just passive bystanders in these respective miracles, but they actually played a critical role. And it's for that reason, being that the Iker Hanes happened through them, says the Rashbam, and Rashi says the same thing, that's the Yisoid of Afein Hoy Bois Hanes. Toisvis has a problem with this. The Kosha says, Toisvis, the Af Mashma She'eno Iker. The word Afein Hoy Bois Hanes is Mashma, that they weren't the Iker miracle, but rather they were included in the miracle. So Tosfos says that Enochinami. I don't think the Pshat is as dramatic as the Rashbam and Rashi says it. That they were the ikar of the miracle. It's not necessary. They were included in the miracle. And because they were included in the miracle, so it's for that reason they have these halachas. Shafein hoy boisanes. Not for today, but a nice maramachim to answer Tosfos kasha and Rashi and the Rashbam. Ayin l'chsam soifer in Teres Moshe in Parashas Beshalach. He says a dover nifla for another day. It's interesting that Rabbi Shmuel Belevi said three times this idea of Afein Hoya Ba'isanes. Again, three of the most well-known memories in Shas. The Achronim struggle a little bit. The Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, nowhere quotes this line of Afein Hoya Ba'isanes. Doesn't mention it anywhere. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Rambam. And this is something that the Achronim struggle with, and this is also something that's in Kamekoimai, something we'll say for another day. Just one Ha'ara that we will shtal zechan for a second, and that is the Tap Toisvus. Sha'afein hoy boisanes. Shmuel Levi comes into this medrash and he says, women are chayiv in dalat toisvus. Taisus, why would you think there'd be potter in Dalek Kaisis? What would have been the Havamina that Nashim should be potter in Dalek Kaisis? So says Taisus, I'll tell you what the Havamina would have been. Because Dalek Kaisis is a mitzvah saseh shas mangaromo. And because it's a mitzvah saseh shas mangaromo, so you would have thought that Nashim are potter. Kamash malon, that even though it's a mitzvah saseh shas mangaromo, still afein hoye baisanes. And the same is true for Ner Chanukah, which is a mitzvah de Rabbonon. And the same is true for Mikra Megillah, which even though it's divrei Kabbalah, but at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah de Rabbonon. So Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, and our sugi Dalek Kaisis, that all mitzvah is the Rabbanon. If a woman is potter from mitzvah's esesh as mangaroma by mitzvah deiraisa, you would think, called the tikkun Rabbanon ke'en deiraisa tikkun. Not just that, zil baso taimu. We always speak out to Avudram that says the reason women are potter from mitzvah esesh as mangaroma is because they're meshubadah is lebaleim. So you would think that if the Torah was sensitive to this woman's shalom bayis, so Chazal would probably have been sensitive as well. So it makes perfect sense that called the tikkun rabbanon came they rise the tikkun, and it's for that reason you would have thought women are potter. Kamash malon, there's a svar of afhein hoye baisa nes. Whether like Rashi and their Rashbam, they were the ikar of the nes, or whether like Tosfos says they were passive in the nes, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, afhein hoye baisa nes, and that's where they chai. But Tosfos is very, very clear that Dalet Kaisis is a mitzvah the rabbanon. Pasha. Tosfos speaks it out in the sugya. What's the havamina? That even though it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon, you would have thought that even by mitzvah d'rabbanon, lashon should be potter from mitzvah aseh shas mangaroma. Just one diak in the Rambam, because today is the day to speak this out. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin Alachava, Bechol dor v'dor chayev otem laharis es atzmoy, ki lohu ba'atzmoy yotza atem eshiba mitzrayim. Every single generation, a Yid has an obligation on Pesach to view himself as if he just left Mitzrayim. We all know that. Shenema by sonu hoitzi misham. Valdover zed tziva kodesh baruch v'tayre. And the Torah was already mitzava this. The Pasuk says, v'zocharto ki eved hoyiso. A Yid has to remember that he was an eved. Interesting. We have an obligation. Every single Yid, b'chol dor v'dor, says the Rambam, has an obligation ki eved hoyiso. Remember that you were once a slave. You were a slave? When were you a slave? He's your elta zay. Then Baba was slaves. What's up to you? V'zochartu ki eved hoyisa, says the Rambam, kloimar. What does kloimar mean? Right? Whenever you have a, whenever the Rishonim say kloimar, means they're bothered with something. And kloimar is the teretz. Kloimar, what do you mean ki eved hoyisa? You were never an eved. Ki ilu ata ba'atzmach hoyisa eved, v'yotzasa l'cheres v'niftis. What the Pasuk is saying is Chayiv Adam Laharis is Atzmoy, Kihilu Huba Atzmoy Yotza Atem Eshiv Mitzrayim. So there's a Chayiv Dei Reisa, Val Dover Zet Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Toyer. Posh the Deek in the Ram. So Rambam setting up, there's a Mitzvah Dei Reisa called V'Zocharto Ki Eved Hoyiso. V'Zocharto Ki Eved Hoyiso, it's a Mitzvah's Esei Dei Reisa. Says the Ram, L'Fichach, what does L'Fichach mean? It's a Hemshach, it's a continuation. Because there's a Mitzvah Dei Reisa of Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmoy, Kihilu Who yotza mi Mitzrayim? Because there's a mitzvah deiraisa of v'zocharto ki eved hoyisa, that you were once an eved. It's for that reason kishasoyit on the balai lazer. When you eat this night, you have to do things to observe this mitzvah. Tzorich lecho v'lishtois v'umesiv derecheres. You have to eat and drink when you're in a state of cheres. V'chol echad ve'echad bein anoshim bein noshim chayiv lishtois balai lazer. And every person, doesn't matter men or women, have an obligation to drink tonight. Arba koyse shol yayin. Ain poichsim mehem. You can't have less than that. Vafilu oni amisparnis benat stokulo yifchasuloi me'arba koyses. Because he also has this mitzvah. Shir kol koyse mehem revias. Says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah esek der reisav zochar tekevet or yiso. Bechol dover der chayiv adam laharis es atzme kilu hu ba'atzme yotzem in Mitzrayim. Kloi mer kilu ato ba'atzme cho yiso evet fi yotzosel lecheres finivitz. Okay, so now what do I do? What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to act. Chazal told us what to do. What you should do is you should eat Baseva. What you should do is you should drink Dalet Kaisis. That's what you're supposed to do. The mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis is a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. It's Pasha. It's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you're supposed to drink Dalet Kaisis. Oh, but the gedder of the mitzvah of the Rabbanon is, it's Chazal's way of telling us how to be Mekayim, our mitzvah of the Raisa. So when you drink Dalet Kaisis, you're doing something that you're mechuyev to do midrabanan, but you're being mekayim something that you're mechuyev to do midrayisa. So the chiyuv dalal kais is a chiyuv derabanan, but the kiyum of shtiyas dalal kais is a kiyum derayisa. I think it's pasha. Dosh deit rama. And it's not only true for dalal kais, it's true for haseiba as well. So does it say anywhere in the Torah that you're supposed to eat haseiba? No. Does it say anywhere in the Torah you're supposed to eat dalal kais? No. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. But it says v'zochar to ki eved hoyiso b'mitzrayim kloy mar kilu ato yiso eved v'yotzoso lecheres v'niftis. That's what it means. You remember you were an eved and you remember that you were freed. That's all includes part of the kloy mar. I was an eved and I was free. Okay, so what do I do? drink dal kaisis and eat bas able. So when you drink dal kaisis, you be mekayim a mitzvah de raisa. So Tosfa says, dal kaisis is the rabbanon. Why did you even need a hava mina afe noibai sanas? Ah, because even though it's the rabbanon, but it's misnabra noshim apakta for mitzvah the rabbanon as well, that as man garama, because called the tikkun rabbanon came de raisa tikkun. Or better, zilbasar taima da avadron, the svar of de raisa l'chur applies to the rabbanon as well. But in the Rambam, it's a little sharper. In the Rambam, it's true, it's a the rabbanon. But at the end of the day, it boils down to a mitzvah de raisa. A little more about this later. So a few halachas related to dalkais. So we saw a few halachas related to haseba. So now the Gemara is just going to go through quickly just some bullet points related to the laws of dalid kaisis. Number one, when you drink dalid kaisis, so in the olden days, they used to dilute the wine. They would cut it. It was very, very strong. And they would have to add water. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shul, the dal kaisis that you drink, you have to make sure it's kidei mezigos kais yafa. You have to make it very nice. Which the Rashbam says is a ratio of 1 to 3 wine to water. Which means that if you have to have a revius of wine, as we'll see soon, that would mean that of the revius, 1/4 is yayin, and 3/4 is water. Shasam chai. What if somebody drinks the dalad koisis undiluted? Yatsa. Shasam bivasachas. So the Rashbam brings 2 pshat, and what this means, the pshat that the Rashbam likes is that he drank 4 koisis one after another. So instead of doing it ala seder, the way we do it in the Agada, he drank 1 kois and another kois and another kois. Again, he's yoytza. Hishkamim levanav uvnei beisoy. Let's say he didn't drink the whole shear by himself, but rather he sheared the shear together with his family, similar to the raid we spoke about yesterday, for another day, Yotza. Shosan Chai, says the Gemara. Okay, so we had Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, a few halachas, the Gemara is going to analyze it. So, Shosan Chai, Yotza. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, somebody drinks the dal koisis, undiluted yotza. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, yidei yayin yotza. Yotza, the ikur mitzvahs dal koisis. But yidei cheres lo yotza. Rashbam says, yidei cheres just means, kaloimar eindu mitzvah shlema. You are mekayim the mitzvah mina mufcha. Shosan bevas achas, if you drink it in one shad, Amar Rava, the Gers is not Rav. Yidei Yayin Yotza. Again, your Yotza, your mitzvah is Yayin. Yidei Arba Koisos Lo Yotza. What does this mean? So again, you need the Rashbam. Yidei Yayin Yotza means your Yotza mitzvah Simchas Yontav. We're going to see in tomorrow's daf, Ain Simcha Elo B'Yayin. So these 4 Koisos help for Simchas Yayin. But Arba Koisos not. Arba Koisos have to be Allah Seder. So even though it sounded like Rav Yudah Mashmul was saying that it doesn't have to be Allah Seder, really it does have to be Allah Seder. That's what Rava was saying. That Rav Yudah Mashmul said Yotza, he didn't mean your Yotza Dal Koisos. He meant your Yotza. You have an obligation. It's Yontif. Every Yontif you have to drink wine. So your Yotza and your mitzvah Yayin. But Arba Koisos, you're really not. Hishka Mehem Labanov Nevesa Yotza. If you sheared it together with your family, your Yotza, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Vahu the Ishta Ruba the Kosmi. What is that shear? How much do you have to drink? You have to drink roiv kois. We'll see more about this in a moment. Meisvei dal kois salalu sarach shehebem kedei revius echos. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha now on the first thing Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said 4 things. Just if you follow the Gemara explained the latter 3. Gemara never explained the first. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on the first and essentially explain it. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul's first statement that the Gemara ignored so far was that Arba koisos halalu tzorich shiyei behen kidei mezigas kois yafa, which we said means that it has to be 1/4 of a revius of yayin and 3/4 of a revius of water. Meaning, in its entirety, it needs to be a revius, and the ratio water to wine has to be 3 to 1. The Gemara says, I've a brisa not that way. The dalad koisos tzorich shiyei behen kidei revius. What does kidei revius mean? This is the punchline. Revius means revius of yayin. It needs to be a full revius of wine. Now, echad chayv, echad masik, echad chadosh, echad yashan. Even has to look like wine. It's It says clearly that it has to be a full revius of wine. And you said no, it only has to be 1/4 of a revius of wine. The other 3/4 is allowed to be water. So the Gemara says, Amri idividichatshu. They're really saying the same thing. How could they be saying the same thing? Rav Yehuda Mashmul said you need 1/4 of a revius of wine, and the Brisa said you need a full revius of wine. A full revius is 4 times 1/4 of a revius. And it says, no, very geschmack. My kedei mezigas kois yofa de kamar l'chol chad v'chad. When Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said that you need a revius of a revius of wine, he was referring to each individual kois. Each individual kois has to be 1/4 of 1/4. However, if you look at all 4 koises in its entirety, it's going to end up being a full revius. The point is, each kois needs to be 1/4 of a revius. If that's the case, the havalu kula revius, altogether, it's going to end up being a full revius. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, that it's not enough that you drink wine and it's diluted properly and you drink it at the right seder. It has to look like wine. It has to have a good look. Amar Rava, my time with the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the makar to Rabbi Yehuda? So he quoted a pasuk, Tichsiv al teire yayin ki is adam. That there's something about red wine, and the wine that you drink for dalek kaisis has to be red. And this Gemara is, of course, the Makar to a Mefurish Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tof Ayin Beis of Kotten Yud Aleph. Mitzvah Lachzer Acher Yayin Edoin. There's a mitzvah to have red wine, in parentheses, in Ein Halavan Meshubach Mimenu. Unless the white wine that you have is Meshubach Mimenu, so that's already a different story. But all things being equal, Mitzvah Lachzer Acher Yayin Edoin. What's the reason for it? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a few reasons. The first reason he quotes is our Gemara. Dechsev al teire yayin ki yisadom. Alma da admimus maila v'chashivus. You see, red is a maila and it's a chashivus for wine. V'oid, he says another reason, zeche l'dam. It's a zeche to the blood. Shehoyah parish shoychit b'nei Yisrael. Rachmano l'tzlan. It's a way to remember while we're drinking the dalet kaises, but we don't lose focus of the fact that avodim ayunu l'parah b'mitzrayim, and there's a remez in the yayin of the idea that pari was shoychet b'nei Yisrael. And then the Mishnah Berurah says something fascinating that really we have to appreciate Jewish history a little bit better to fully take this in. Once upon a time, Chodesh Nisan, the Chodesh Yeshuas Makifos, and the Chodesh of Geula was a very difficult time for Yidden. The Yidden suffered literally for close to 1,000 years from blood libels. And the blood libels would always come about Chodesh Nisan Pesach time. What was it? In short, the Neitzrim, they somehow got their world to believe that the Yidden had a ritual where they would slaughter a young Neitzri child, and they would take the blood and they would use it for matzahs, and they would use it as part of the Leila Seder. So there were tkufos where it was dangerous to drink red wine. Because if you drink red wine, people are going to be choshed this blood of Yena missing child. And as a result, the tzaris that could come from the Yidden, it can come from this, is not shaykh. So, you take for granted that you could drink a glass of red wine. But once upon a time, it was dangerous by the Leila Seder. So in a place like that, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting from all the Achrayim, he says, everybody said this, avad, it's not a pikuach nefesh to drink yayin edoim, and just appreciate how sensitive this once was, exhale. So again, another festive daf. Hafachba, the kulaba, we say this every day. So two ha'aris related to today's daf. Tosfos on daf kufches amid aleph says, Dibra maskul kulu nami tzricha haseba. So the Gemara discussed the mitzvah of haseba. The Gemara said, dalut koit, a matzah requires haseba. Marer does not require haseba. What about the dalut koises? Amri la, two koises need a seba, two koises don't need a seba. Which two need, which two do not need? Amri la, the high gisa, amri la, the high gisa. And being that it's a suffix, we go la chumra, we have haseba by all dalut koises. Ay, freak the ran, isn't it a suffix the rabbanon? Haseba is really a din the rabbanon. So if it's a sveiki the rabbanon, shouldn't you go la kula? Maybe like the ramam that we spoke at earlier. There's an element of Dairaisa, not for today. But the point is, isn't it a question of a Sveiki Durabonon? So if it's a Sveiki Durabonon, you should go to Kulo. So the Ran said two terutzim. Either because if you're not going to go to Chumra, you're going to end up being Mavatil, the Mitzvah, the Gamri, and that's not something we're willing to do. Or because there's no Tircha involved. And if there's no Tircha, so there's no reason that you should go to Kulo. You might as well go to Chumra, like the Achroinim say. But Tosfos says, "V'tzarachin." What would be im shachach v'loy hesef? Let's say you drank the dalet kaises and you forgot and you didn't do haseba. So Tosfos says, "I'm not sure im yachzer v'yishta if you should drink again or if you shouldn't drink again." Meaning, if someone violated the principle of haseba, so what's the halacha? Should you drink again or should you not drink again? Tosfos says, "V'tzarachin." Tosfos wasn't sure, but if you look in the Rosh was sure. The Rosh says very clearly: if somebody eats matzah and he eats it without haseba, so the halacha is lo yatza. What does it mean lo yatza? You have to eat it again. And you have no choice, but you have to eat it again. Meaning, haseba is a mitzvah, but the Rosh held that once Chazal were kaveya, that the way you eat matzah is behaseba, it's ma'akiv in the achilas matzah. And if that's the case, if somebody ate matzah shaloi behaseba, you're not going to be yotza. It's ma'akiv in the dalot koisis. So if somebody drank the dalot koisis without haseba, that loch is he going to have to drink it again. So Tosfos was sorachi and he wasn't sure. There's a mitzvah of haseba, I understand. So now you drank without haseba. Let's say you ate the matzah without haseba. So what should I do? Should I do it again or should I not do it again? So Tosfos wasn't sure. Tosfos said sorachi. But the rush was so. So there's a shtickle from the Brisker Rav in Sefer, here in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, where the Brisker Rav lays out a beautiful lamdis and a beautiful chakira in the world of Haseb. It's only two paragraphs, Ayin Shom, but Ve'inkan Mekoyim Laharech. Rabbi Bienenfeld shared with me a beautiful ha'ara. He wanted to know, what would be if somebody, like the Rosh, ate matzah, and he ate matzah, Shaloi Behasebah. Okay, the Rosh says, you have to eat matzah again. So he sits down, he's about to eat matzah, and all of a sudden, Akashna Famaisa, his Rebbe shows up. His Rebbe is sitting now at the Seder. Now the Halacha is Talmud Eitzel Rabbi is not supposed to do Haseba. We said it's Machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. And we asked the Kashi from Nagoda, Mais Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Blasman, Azar, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin. What's Rabbi Akiva, Talmud, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua? He's the one that said, Mayur Rabbi Kumari Shemai, because Rashbam says it's Shemal, the Kachadil, the Rabbi Tamid, the Chachamim. He was only a Talmud Chavar. But the bottom line is that a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi doesn't do Haseba. That's the Halacha Shulchan Aruch. A Talmud Eitzel Rabbi doesn't do Haseba. So Rabbi Bienenfeld Shaila was, what would be if somebody ate matzah and he ate matzah shaloi behaseba? So he knows the Rosh. The Rosh holds you have to eat matzah again. So he takes out his matzah, he's about to eat another kizayis matzah, and all of a sudden his Rebbe walks in. Now your Rebbe walks in, so the Halacha is you don't need Haseba. So what was the Shaila? Should you eat now a kizayis matzah shaloi behaseba, or should you not eat a kizayis matzah shaloi behaseba? What are the two tzadim? When you ate the matzah the first time, you had a chiyav haseba. Being that you had a chiyav haseba, you didn't fulfill your mitzvah. If you didn't fulfill your mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah. You have no choice but to do it again. Okay, so now you're going to sit down and do it properly. Now your Rebbe's here, so again you're not going to do a seba. Memela, you're not going to do a seba. But at now, you're not doing a seba because the halacha dictates that you shouldn't do a seba. So at the very least, now when you eat a kizayis matzah, you're going to be eating it properly. When you ate the kizayis matzah the first time, shaloi baseba, it was an improper achila. Now you can eat a kizayis matzah, shaloi baseba, it's going to be a proper achila. So the first time you weren't yoytze, you have no choice, you have to do it again. Oye shloimer, you ate matzah the first time. What was the chesaron? The chesaron is that you were missing haseba. If I eat another kizayis, being that my Rebbe's here, I'm vaita not going to have haseba. So if I'm vaita not going to have a seba, so what am I accomplishing by eating it again? Just to eat another kizayis matzah? I already ate a kizayis matzah. So could be there's no point in me going now and eating a kizayis. On the one hand, you can argue, not the first time I ate shaloi b'haseba, it was the wrong thing to do. So I wasn't the kind of my mitzvah. I did it wrong. So now I'm going to go ahead and I'll do it the right way. I'm not being moisif the haseba. You're right. But at least now I'm doing it shaloi b'haseba al pi halacha. The first time I did it shaloi b'haseba shaloi al pi halacha. Oye shloima, the other tzad is that at the end of the day I ate the matzah. All I was missing was the haseba. Now I'm not shtelling to the haseba anyways. So I'm not shtelling to the haseba. So what's the point in doing it all over? To eat another kizayis? Ichab shenge gasenah kizayis. The only reason to eat it again is to have haseba. I'm not going to have haseba. Why? Because my rabbi's sitting here. So the halacha is Talmud Eitzel Rabbi, Moir Rabbi, Kamar Yishamayim, as the Shem Lekachatir, the Rabbi Samir Chachamim. I'm anyways not going to have haseba. So if I'm anyways not going to have save us, and what's the point? So Rabbi Bienenfeld stelt zu a Teusvis and Mesechtes Brachis Dav Chav Vav Amidez that we spoke about when we learned Mesechtes Brachis. Teusvis has a shayla. What would happen if somebody was davening Mincha on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalav V'Yavoy? So what's the halacha? You have to daven Shmoy Nesri all over again. What if he didn't remember until at night, until Ma'ariv? Should you daven a second Shmoy Nesri, a Tfilas Tashlumin for the Mincha that you missed? Or should you not daven a second Shmoy Nesri? Meaning, ordinarily, if somebody misses Mincha, so you daven two Ma'arivs. That's the halacha. If you daven Mincha without saying Yalav Yavoy, essentially, you didn't daven Mincha. So ordinarily, the halacha would be daven two Ma'arivs. But Tosfos has a suffix in this case, whether that's what you should do. What's Tosfos' suffix? Because really, you daven Shmoy Nesri. What didn't you do? You didn't say Yalav Yavoy. So what do you want to do? You want to daven two Ma'arivs. Now, when you daven two Ma'arivs, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So if it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, you're anyways not going to say Yalav Yavoy. So if you're anyways not going to say Yalav Yavoy, what are you going to accomplish? Elamai says Tosfos, what do you mean? I'm going to re-say Shmoy Nesrei. And the first time I said Shmoy Nesrei, it was wrong. Yeah, but The first time you said Shema Nesra, really you said Shema Nesra. The only thing that was wrong with it was that you didn't say Yalav Yavoy. When I daven Shema Nesra now at Ma'ariv, I'm anyways not going to say Shema Nesra. So I'm not gaining anything. And Tais has a big suffix. And what are the tzadim of Tais for suffix? This exact shayla. Do you say at the end of the day, when I daven Mincha, Rish Chodesh, I had a chiyuv to say Yalav Yavoy. If I didn't say Yalav Yavoy, say Hisnish Gedaven Mincha. So I didn't daven Mincha. I didn't daven Mincha. I have a chiyuv Tashlumim. When I do the Tashlumim, I'm vaitin not going to say Yalav Yavoy. I hear. But at the end of the day, I had a chiyuv to make up the Shmoneh Esrei that I miss. And if that's the case, so L'chaira, I should have to daven two Ma'ariv. Oye Shloimar, I really daven the Shmoneh Esrei. The only reason I have to daven over is to make up the Yalav Yavoy that I miss. If it's only to make up the Yalav Yavoy that I miss, and I'm not going to be shtelling to the Yalav Yavoy when I daven Ma'ariv at night because it's not Rish Chodesh anymore. So what's the point in the Tefillas Tashlumim? Tosfos is Shaila in Brachos Chafavam and Beis is Mamish the Shaila. Tosfos was discussing where a person daven Shmoneh Esrei, he missed the Yalav Yavoy. Now there's an opportunity to do Tashlumen, but the Tashlumen's anyway is not going to have Yalav Yavoy. Do you say that Lamaisa Yishmoneh Esrei wasn't a Geheirah Yishmoneh Esrei, so you have no choice, you have to make it up, even though you fight they're not going to have Yalav Yavoy? Or do we say you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you're only missing Yalav Yavoy, if I can't shtel to Yalav Yavoy, so what's the point in davening all over again? It's the same Shaila regarding a Seba. You were supposed to eat the matzah Baseba. The Rosh says if you ate a Shaloi Baseba, you have to eat the matzah all over again. Now you're about to eat the matzah again. Your Rebbe just walked in. You're a Talmud Eid Zorah, but you're vaitin not going to do a seba. So do we say, Lamaisa, when you ate the matzah, you had a chiyuv seba, you got it wrong. Now you have to eat it. I am anyways eating a shloi baseba. Who cares? This is my tashlumen. I have to make up what I got wrong. Oh, yeah, shloimar, being that I ate the matzah, the only thing I was missing was the seba, and now I'm not going to be making up the seba. Either way, it's a beautiful Shaila with a beautiful tzustel to Tosfos Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. That's the first ara. The second ara, moving on to Amid Beis, and that's with regards to the halachos of Dalit Kosis. Tosfos at the very beginning of Perik Arbei Pesachim clears a shaila. Tosfos says the Mishnah said v'lo yifchesu loy me arba kosis shal yayin v'afilu min atamchoy. Tosfos is medayik the lashon of the Mishnah lo yifchesu loy. Says it sounds a little bit like loy. There's one person at the meal that has to have dalit koisis, but all the mesubin, everybody else that's partaking in this suda, doesn't really have an obligation to drink dalit koisis. Says Tosfos, it sounds a little bit like she'ein noisin levanov uv levnei beisoy ki im la'atzmoy for who moitzi es kula mishaloy. For the Yifchusulai sounds like only the Balabayas has to have four cups of wine. But doesn't sound like the rest of the Olam that's sitting at the table has an obligation to drink dalit koisis of wine. Why? Because the Lashon of the Mishnah is V'lo Yifchusulai. It says, Toisis V'svaruhu. And it makes sense that that's the way it should be. The Maishna Arba Koisis Mikiddish, the Chol HaShanah. What's the difference between dalit koisis and Kiddish of Chol HaShanah? She'echad Moitzi Yaskula. We make Kiddush, we just went through the sugis in Arvei Pesach, and one person can be Moitzi, everybody else. There's a mitzvah in Amufcher, Briskerov's Kiddush about Shabbos Day, but really one person makes Kiddush and he's Moitzi, everybody with his Kiddush. So you would think Dalit Kosis says Taisa should be the same way. So Taisa says, I have a diak in the Mishnah that sounds a little bit like it's only the Balabayas that has to have Dalit Kosis, but the rest of the Mesubin don't have to have Dalit Kosis. For lo yifchesu loy. May arba koisis shal yayin. It's a lashon yochid. It sounds like only he has to have it. And Tosfos says that I'm not so bothered with this diik. Why? Because v'svaru, it's really a svara. The maishna arba koisis mikiddush the chol hashana shechad moitzi yaskul. Then Tosfos mafalful. He brings rayas. One of his rayas is from today's daf. But Tosfos discusses this shayla. But in Svara, says Tosfos, I think that just like by Kiddush, the Balabayas has a glass of wine and he can be moitzi everybody with his Kiddush. I think Dalit Kosis should be the same way. The Briskerov in Chedushei Meiron Riz Halevi al Rambam in Hilchas Chometzu Matzah Perek Zayin Aloch Etez brings that Shomati v'kvar Shomati me'adoni Ovi Moir v'Rabbi Agoyin Zatza Shetom al Divrei Tosfos. He said he heard from the Tata Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim was matmi on Tosfos. He said he poshut doesn't know how to read Tosfos. Tosfos says that just like the Aloch is that when it comes to Kiddush, the Balabayas has to have Yayin, but everybody else sitting at the table doesn't have to have wine. The Balabayas might see everybody else. So it's a svara that Dalit Kosis should be the same way. Frank Reb Chaim, it's a svara that Dalit Kosis is like Kiddush. Reb Chaim said Dalit Kosis is cholot be aside from Kiddush. What's the mitzvah of Kiddush? We went through this day after day during the first week of Arab Sachin. The mitzvah of Kiddush is Zachar is Yoyim HaShabbos L'Kachin. The mitzvah of Kiddush is that a person has an obligation, b'knisasoy u'b'yitziyasoy, to declare that today is a holy day. To be mavdul ben kodesh l'chol. Today is not an ordinary day. But today is a yom kodesh. Chazal said, you should be holding a glass of wine. Because once upon a time, every chashiv declaration and proclamation was done over a glass of wine. That's the way it was once done. So you have to do it on a glass of wine. Now, Chazal also said, Hamavarich Tzarech Sheyitayim. You have to shtel it to the wine you have to drink. And being that you have to taste from it, you have no choice, you have to make a bracha. So that's why you end up making Bayer Priya Gofen and you end up drinking from the wine. But what's Kiddush? Wine? Kiddush is not wine. That's the one takeaway from the beginning of Arabim Sachem. When we make Kiddush, it has nothing to do with wine. Wine is just to give chashivas to what we're doing. But what we're doing is not wine. What we're doing is Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah, said the same Peter Ruf. That's what the mitzvah of Kiddush is. The mitzvah is the Aniyah. It's the declaration and the proclamation. So said Reb Chaim, it's Poshit. Why, if you're sitting at a table and there's a Balabayas who's making Kiddush, you don't have to make your own Kiddush. Because the rule is Shemei Kaina. When you go to Shuv, you have to learn from a Sefer Torah? No, the Balkaira does. You have to read the Megillah by yourself? No, you're Yaitza with the Balkaira. You're Yaitza Kiddush, Shemei Kaina. That's what the mitzvah is. Zachar Seim HaShabbos HaKadshoy. When you hear the Zachar Seim HaShabbos HaKadshoy, you can be Mekayim the mitzvah. That's what Kiddush is. Oh, but Dalal Kaisis said Reb Chaim, what's the mitzvah of Dalal Kaisis? You have to drink 4 cups of wine. The reason you have to drink 4 cups of wine is because you have to act like a Ben Chayrin. What does a Ben Chayrin do? He drinks Dalet Kaisis. So it's a mitzvah of shtia. If it's a mitzvah of shtia, of course everybody has to have their own glass of wine. But the Baal HaBayis, he's sitting over there, he's drinking glass after glass after glass, leaning on his left side. He's lying on a bed. Mita shows off. He feels like a Ben Chayrin. What's up doing me? There's no Shemir Ka'ina on shtia siayin. Shemir Ka'ina is on a declaration. There's no Shemeir Ka'in on Shtiyah Siyayin. It's a fake of Chayim. What Shaykhis? Tosfos says, Svaruhu, that if when you make Kiddush, the Baal HaBayis makes Kiddush, everybody else is Yaitzah. The Dalet Kaisis should be the same thing. No, it's very different. Because when you make Kiddush, the Ikr is not the Yayin, the Ikr is Zohar Siyayin B'Shabbos HaKadosh. So I could be Yaitzah that. I don't have wine. You have wine. As long as your declaration was on Yayin, my Shemeir Ka'in is Shtalzachzu to you. So I'm Yaitzah. My Kiddush ala Yayin. But Dalet Kaisis, the mitzvah is to drink the wine. The mitzvah is to drink the wine. It's not the tuffel, it's the ikker. So if it's the ikker, so how could you have Shemeir Ka'ina? How could you say that with your shtiyas yayin, I'm going to have shtiyas yayin? There's no shlichus by mitzvahs. What does this even mean? So Reb Chaim said it's muchach from Tosfos. That Tosfos didn't understand Dalet Kaisis the way we conventionally think it. Pasha, you learn Dalet Kaisis is a mitzvah to act like a Ben Chayrin and to drink 4 glasses of wine. Of a said Reb Chaim, Vaisos Toysis held not the way. And Toysis held that Dalet Kaisis is literally Kiddush to Chol Hashana Kula. What's the pshat? So Reb Chaim said that if you look at the Dalet Kaisis, all 4 Kaisis are associated with something. The first of the Dalet Kaisis that we drink is on Kiddush. We make Kiddush, and then we make a Bayer Priya Gofen, and we drink the 1st Kais. The 2nd, we make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu melech ha'olam. Asher gal lanu v'gal asav yiseinu mimitzrayim. V'giyonu b'lai lazeh lechol b'y matzum maru, etc., etc. Baruch atah Hashem gal Yisrael. We make a bracha on the geula of Mitzrayim. Baruch atah Hashem gal Yisrael. Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu melech ha'olam. Bayer Priya Gofen. You drink the 2nd Kais. The 3rd Kais is benching. You bench. Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu melech ha'olam. Bayer Priya Gofen. And the 4th Kais is on Hallel. You say Hallel and Nishmas and Yishtabach and then Areni Muchan Mizum Lekayim Mitzvahs Kais Revi Shalar Bekaisis Baruch Ato Hashem Alekeinu Melech Olam Bayir Priya Gofen. Reb Chaim said Vaisos Tois was held that the Din Dalet Kaisos is a din to make 4 Chashiva proclamations. That's what it is. It's Kiddush. It's Zohar Siyam Shabbos Akachi x4. It's to be Mekadosh the Yoyim. And then it's to say, Asher Golonu V'Golas Aviseinu Baruch Ato Hashem Gol Yisrael. And then it's Birchas HaMazon, like you have by every Suda. And then there's a declaration of Hallel. And all 4 of these declarations and proclamations are so chashiv, there has to be Alayayin. Just like Kiddush has to be Alayayin, this also has to be Alayayin. Said Tosfos, if that's the case, V'svaruhu. Just like every Friday night when there's a mitzvah, Esedei Reis of Zachas Yom HaShabbos, the Kachu, the Baal HaBayis is the one that holds the wine, everyone else is Yoytze Shemei Kohen, he doesn't have to drink. All it is a mitzvah and a mufcher, like the Shulchan Aruch says in Reishayin Gimel Sifkat and Yudala, but it's not really a mi'ikar adin. So too, the Leila Seder is the same thing, because that's all the Leila Seder is. It's 4 brachas on Yayin. That's essentially what it is. The Yayin plays the same role in the Dalet Kaisis as it does by Kiddush. Said Reb Chaim, it's muchach. It's muchach that that's what Tosfos held. It's a very big chiddush, but you have no choice, and you have to say that that's what Tosfos said. The Brisker Rav took this Reb Chaim and he ran with it. And he was Moisif Vahoylich. And Mamish Marba Harezim Meshulbachan, this you saw from Reb Chaim. And the Iker Vart that the Briskerov said was that even though the Tatar Reb Chaim was Mechiach from Toisvis, that Toisvis held that Dalud Koisis is four Brochois Allah Kois. But in the Rambam, it's Mavur not that way. The Rambam, when he talks about the mitzvah of Arba Koisis, says, Kol Echod Ve Echod, Bein Anoshim, Bein Noshim, Chayiv Lishtois Balayla Hazeh, Arba Koisis Shoyayin. The Rambam just laid it out very, very clearly. You know what the mitzvah is? Not to make four brachos ala kois, but the mitzvah is to drink four kois shel yayin. Chayev lishtois balay laze arba kois shel yayin. And the truth is, it's very mavur that way in the Rambam, because the Rambam says that the idea of drinking dalet koisis is our way of observing the mitzvah d'oraisa of v'zachar t'keved o'yisa. What does that mean? What's the cheres? The cheres is to make four brachas? Maybe. But it's more mistaber. The cheres is to drink the four cups of wine. That's what the cheres is. And if that's the case, so the Rambam held that the whole idea of Dalet Koisis is to act like a Ben Chayrin. And that's why the Rambam, when he lays out the mitzvah, he says the mitzvah is not to make four brachas ala yayin, but rather the mitzvah is to drink four cups of wine. In other words, the Briskerov said that this Yisoy that Reb Chaim was Meichiach from Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Arar B'Sachin is B'machloikis Shenuya. Whose Tosfos is Baal Plukt? It's the Rambam. So we have a machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam. What's the idea of Dalet Koisis? According to Tosfos, it's four brachos ala kois. It's Kiddush times four. According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. Said the Briskerov, Lefizeh, you can understand, B'tuf Tam, another machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam in the Sugya. The Gemara said, what's the shear of Dalet Koisis? The Gemara said the shear dal koisis is v'hu de shasi ruba de kasa. You have to drink roif kois. If you look in Tosfos, dibra masko ruba de kasa. It's a one line Tosfos. Hainu kimloy lugmav kid parishas leil. You know what the shear is? The shear is a maloy lugmav. The way I explained it earlier. Where's earlier? It's yesterday's daf. Daf kuf zayin amar aleph. Yesterday's daf was discussing the laws of Kiddush. Kiddush, the halacha is you have to drink a maloyim lugmav. Tosfos said, what's a maloyim lugmav? You have to drink roiv revius. Says Tosfos, what's the shear? How much do you have to drink from your dalet koisis? You have to drink a maloyim lugmav. If you take a look in the Rambam, Hilchas Chometz Matzah, when he brings the halacha of the shear of dalet koisis, this is in Perek Zayin halacha test, v'im shasa mikol kois mehen ruboy yatsa. If you drink roiv of the kois, the halacha is, you're going to be yoitza. Just to appreciate the diak a little bit more. The Rambam, in Hilchas Shabbos, in Perek Haftes, halacha Zayin, when he talks about the shir, how much you have to drink from Kiddush, v'shoysim meloy lugmav, you have to drink a meloy lugmav, umashke l'chol b'nei chabur. In Hilchas Shabbos, when the Rambam brought the shir of how much you have to drink from Kiddush, the Rambam says, v'shoysim meloy lugmav. In Hilchas Chometz Matzah, the Rambam says, how much do you have to drink? You have to drink a roiv kois, which is mashma. Then if the kois would be very big, you would have to drink roiv of that kois. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. That if you have a very big kois, you always have to drink roiv of the kois. It's not a shir meloy lugmav. So we have a machlokes tois in the Rambam. What's the shir dal koisis? According to toises, you just shir, you just drink a meloy lugmav. According to the Rambam, you have to drink roiv of the kois. What's the machloikis at the Briskerov? The machloikis is kimin chaymer. Toisel the shitasei held that what's the din dalet koisis? It's four brachos. All it is four brachos. So hear the lumdus. Four brachos. The bracha has to be ala kois. So ichreyo ala yayin. Hamavarech tzarech sheyitoin. Oh, that means the din shtia is the same din shtia as it is by Kiddush. What's the din shtia by Kiddush? So really what you need to do is just taste the wine. What's the shir tima? Maloy lugmav. That's what Chazal said it is. Hamavarech tzarech sheyitoin by a koishal bracha is a maloy lugmav. When you drink dalet koisis, it's four koisis shal bracha. So what do you need? Four timos. So the shir is going to end up being a maloy lugmav. But the Rambam held that this chiyuv of dalet koisis is not a chiyuv of dalet koisis shal bracha, but rather the chiyuv of dalet koisis is the din shtiyah's dalet koisis. It's the mitzvah's not the bracha, the mitzvah's the shtiyah. If the shir that you need is not a shir ti'ima, a mevorech tzorech sheyitoin, but you need four cups of wine. Oh, you need four cups of wine, you have to drink the whole cup. Just so happens you're lucky, because rubai kikula. So if you drink right of a kais, it's as if you drank the whole kais. But that's why the Rambam held the shear is not a maloy lugma, but rather the shear would have to be right of the kais. Either way, the Briskerov was mechadish based on Reb Chaim's diak in Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek Arba Psachim, a very, very fundamental machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam. What's poshit the gedder of dalet koisis? When we drink four cups, what are we doing? What's the mitzvah tzriches kavana of shtiyas dalet kaisis? According to Tosfos, it's four chashuva brachas. Emphasis on the bracha. Make kiddush. Hashem galonu. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem is always goyel Yisrael. You're benching. You're thanking Hashem for all the food that He gave you. This beautiful seder. Hallel with a bracha. Not just the bracha before, but hallel on a kushal yain. That's what you're doing. The mitzvah srichas kavano, the avodas halev of the dalet kaisis is the four chashuv brachas. How chashuv is this bracha? We're going to hold a glass of wine. That's how chashuv it is. Now, we're also going to drink from the wine because it's a technical detail. But really what we're doing is, it's four kaisis of wine. According to the Rambam, it's a different avodah. According to the Rambam, you take the wine and you drink the wine because you're prava like a ben chayrin. And a ben chayrin would have four cups of wine. And because of ben chayrin, vashtiya kadas, einoinis, that's what we're doing. Because that's the avodah. The avodah is not the bracha. The avodah is the shtiya. Now the Beskurov Kedarkoi says that it could be according to the Rambam, it's really two dinim. Avada, there's a din kais, bracha ala kais, and there's a din kais al bracha. One nafgamina, one additional nafgamina that the Briskarov says is, could you be yoitza dalut kaisis with chamar medina? So could you be yoitza dalut kaisis with four glasses of whiskey? Said the Briskarov, it's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Briskarov said at first glance, lafum riata, in the world of lamdis, could be it's totally in this shaila. If it's four kaisis shal bracha, so just like you have a din of chamar medina anytime you have a kaisis shal bracha of a derabanon, so here too, maybe you can use chamar medina. But according to the Rambam, it's not four brachas ala kais. It's shtias yayin. That has to be yayin. That has to be yayin. You don't find anywhere the chamar medina is yayin. What you find is the chamar medina works in lieu of yayin. So I have a obligation to make a kosher bracha on yayin. Oh, instead of yayin, I could replace it with whiskey. But not that the whiskey is yayin. It's not. It's just in lieu of yayin, I have a right to use it. But if it the mitzvah, the emphasis on the shtias yayin, oh, now it has to be yayin. That's the din. The din is yayin. So chamar medina is not yayin. So it could be a nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rambam would be in terms of chamar medina, but more importantly, a more high level, just a two completely different ways of approaching dalet kaisis.